Hi, this is the Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Eliana, and you're listening to Gobsmack.
I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. this river every turn. Hope is our four-letter word. Make that money, watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong. We're doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Hey, hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Say no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Take that money, watch it burn. Sing in the river, the lessons I learned. Everything that kills me makes me feel alive.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I.
That I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I
This is Eliana, and today I'm here with a special guest, my friend Deanna.
Hey.
And today she's going to be reading our lovely PSA for y'all.
Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently if you are off campus, dial 911.
Wow, that was amazing. Make sure you know to dial 911 if you need to, everyone out there. And now we'll be back with some more stuff soon, but for now, enjoy listening to Shut Up and Drive by Rihanna.
Shut up and drive. Shut up and drive. Shut up and drive.
Thank you.
Just something to admire, cause you shine on something like a mirror, and I can't help but notice you reflect in this heart of mine. If you ever feel alone and the glare makes me hard to find, just know that I'm always very loud on the other side. Cause with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go. Just put your hand on the past, I'll be trying to pull you through. You just gotta be strong. Cause it doesn't seem really as simple, and I can't help but stare, cause I see true summer in your eyes. Ooh, I can't ever change without you. You reflect me, I love that about you. And if I could, I would look at us all the time. Just with your hand in my hand and a pocket full of soul, I can tell you there's no place we couldn't go.
Reminds me of mirrors.
What?
Like glass.
And do you know what glass reminds me of?
What?
The aquarium.
Oh my god, no way. We were at the New England Aquarium today.
And it was so, so cool. We saw a lot of penguins. And I was thinking about how we were so absolutely hot today. And they're just walking around.
Oh my god, yeah, wait. Like, it was so hot. It was so humid. Bad weather. We got rained out, but we still enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. And we were, and maybe this is like a little silly of us, but the penguins in the aquarium, like that species is from Africa. And
so,
Deanna
honestly,
made a really
does
funny
not
comment.
Make any sense to me at all. I feel like I would be dying from heat. It's way too hot. But
yeah,
you know, it really gave me a lot of clarity.
Hot dive into frozen waves where the past comes back to life. Fight fear for the selfish pain, it was worth it every time. Hold still right before we crash, cause we both know how this ends. Ticks till it breaks your glass and I drown in you again. Cause you are the piece of me. cuts deep through our ground and makes us forget all common sense. Don't speak as I try to leave, 'cause we both know what we'll choose. If you pull, then I'll push too deep and I'll fall right back to you.
So, Deanna, what else did we do today on your wonderful day in Boston?
So, we went to the wonderful Mr. Crepe down in Davis Square, and it was absolutely phenomenal.
You see, me and Deanna, we did the Tufts pre-college together when we were juniors in high school, and we discovered the wonderful Mr. Crepe, and since I've been going to Tufts, I always tell Deanna, like, you have to visit me so we can get Mr. Crepe,
and we did it. Just as good as I remembered. It was super, super good. But then tonight, our cravings really—they
took a—they took
the
a 180.
We were like, "What do we want?" And we decided on Taco Bell. But where is the nearest Taco Bell?
It was like, well, it was 20 minutes away drive, because we wanted specifically a Taco Bell with a drive-thru. We wanted a drive-thru. That was just what we were looking for, and we found it. So we drove 20 minutes there.
20 minutes back, and then also 5 to 10 minutes within the drive-thru.
Right, right.
So this was like almost an hour commute, if
just,
my math is
just
right.
Just for tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And it was worth it.
But if you guys have been hearing, there's a parasite going around everywhere in
and
lettuce.
Especially in the Taco Bell lettuce.
Mm-hmm. They even had a statement go out that they're going to stop serving lettuce.
But they were serving lettuce, and me and Deanna had two different approaches
so
to lettuce.
I decided to play it safe and not get the lettuce.
And I got the lettuce.
So we'll see what happens tonight.
But we're like not sure, because, you know, I'm also like gluten allergy. And Taco Bell is not a gluten-free establishment.
We'll blame it on the parasite.
So if I get sick tonight or tomorrow morning, we'll see. Was it the Taco Bell lettuce parasite, or was it the gluten cross-contamination?
Regardless, it smelled amazing. And no matter if there is a parasite or not, I will always love Taco Bell.
Yeah, and you know what? Meals with friends really bring us closer together.
Real close.
Hey, I was doing just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again.
I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city in a broke down car and 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar and I can't stop. No, I can't stop. So baby, pull me closer in the backseat of your Rover that I know you can't afford. Bite that tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that we beat to death in Tucson. Okay,
I know it breaks your heart.
Sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
This summer, summer is usually restful, but for me, I've been on my grind.
What have you been doing?
I've been taking physics.
Oy.
It's been not great. You know, it's been hard. All the magnetic fields and the EMF
Mm-mm-mm.
and the circuits. It's been not great. I'm not enjoying it the way that I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was gonna be such a great summer.
And then I sat in on your class today, and I genuinely did not remember a single thing from physics. And I took it almost a year and a half ago.
Making us a little nervous because, you know, we're us pre-meds. We got to know this stuff for the MCAT in like a year and a half, maybe mm-hmm. a little less.
It's okay.
It's a little nerve-wracking.
At some point, we'll be doctors.
And that's the bright side.
Calling a cab while he's having a smoke, and she's taking a drag. Now they're
know, Deanna, do you remember how we met?
Yeah, it was how many years ago at this point? Like six or seven. Like,
no, not that much. It was maybe like 4 or 5.
Yeah,
four or five years ago
in sophomore year.
Ms. DeVanzo's honors English class.
Shout out Ms. DeVanzo if you're listening now.
Hope you're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it just like I walked into that class that day. I was a little nervous. It was one of my very first honors classes. I was a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know how it happened, but we just kind of like clicked. We just started chatting, and then for the rest of high school, I felt mm-hmm. like, you know, we were just like always there, you know, mm-hmm. accidentally wearing the same shirts to school. That was always silly. Mm-hmm. Taking horrific chemistry, whatever classes, getting us through it.
Oh, doing the zip line in gym class.
Doing a terrifying zip line.
And the leap of faith.
Oh, yeah. Don't know if you guys, you listeners out there, had this, but they literally made us climb a giant pole. Most terrifying thing ever. And they force you to jump off trying to grab this rope. You literally are just jumping to your death.
And even if you're afraid of heights, you have to at least attempt
They make you at least, like, try climbing this, like, giant, it's like a telephone pole.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, who would have thought that we would be here today, maybe like 5 years later, and I really just knew. You know what?
You had me at hello.
Still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody.
I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne and all that. Little scotch on the rocks and I'm fine, I'm fine. But when I taste tequila, baby, I still see you cutting up the floor to sorority t-shirt, the same one you wore when we were sky high in Colorado. Your lips pressed against the bottle, slamming on a Bible, baby, I never leave.
Deanna, did you ever dance when you were little?
Yeah, you know, I did ballroom dancing, actually.
You did ballroom dancing?
Yeah, for five-ish years-ish.
That's awesome. My roommate from last year was big into ballroom dancing, and I always thought it was so fun because they had such fun, like, hairdos.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever used to dance when you were little?
I did. When I was little, I was actually big into dance because I was big into dance, and I was big into musical theater. I was a little bit of a theater kid, but mm-hmm. I also did dance. I did tap, I did jazz, I did modern, I did ballet. I think my mom put me in basically every class she could think of at our local mm-hmm. YMCA, which, you know why I quit dancing? Mm-hmm. I quit dancing because I didn't like the leotards. They were uncomfortable, and I would complain to my mother every time before we went to class, I don't want to wear it. Can I just wear a t-shirt? Can I just wear leggings? And she was like, we're just like not going to do this anymore.
I'm the total opposite. I absolutely love the outfits. I love the hair. I love everything. And, Dancing with the Stars is coming back really soon. And I'm huge fan. And
I've
they're
never
doing
seen it.
A two-night premiere, which is awesome. And actually, fun fact, my mom danced with one of the Dancing with the Stars old pros.
Wait, Mark. like Dancing with the Stars, like one of the celebrities or like one of the dancers?
No, one of the pro dancers.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is super, super cool.
I've never watched that show, but maybe I gotta tune in. I've never been into like a bunch of reality TV, but maybe this is where I start. I don't dance anymore, really. Just casual and like with my mom. And they like whenever we're like cooking in the kitchen or like we're just hanging out, like we'll turn up the speakers and we'll whip out our awful dance moves in our kitchen mm-hmm. and my dad will laugh at us. And, I think that's enough for me dancing wise.
Well, anyways, I'd love to see you dancing.
Mm.
It's been a long year. Would we survive in a horror movie? Doubt it, we're too slow moving. Trust everyone we meet. Two bodies riddled with scars from our preteens, intertwined in a car's dirty backseat. Stare at a driving screen. We didn't know that the sun was collapsing till the seas rose and the buildings came crashing. We cried, oh, 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 oh. Everywhere, everything. One of the few to prepare food for the worms to eat till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours. Everywhere, everything. One of the few to prepare food for the worms to eat till our fingers decompose. Such a bad thing. I'll tell you where not to speed. It's been a long year, and all of our books' pages dog-eared. We write out the ends on our palms, dear, and forget to read. We didn't know that the sun was collapsing till the seas rose and the buildings came crashing. We cried, oh, 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 oh. Everywhere, everything. One of the few to perfume for the worms to eat till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours. The thing.